Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, this is Sherry. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad I'm here also. This is Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom. Every week, I'm going to be here at this same day and time. I'll be taking your calls and discussing the fascinating world of spirituality, intuition, and all things psychic. I've been a professional psychic, author, teacher, mentor for a long time, and I've really come to understand, learn, and know that when we start to develop our intuition, when we start to tap into what we call our psychic knowing, then we tap into that most powerful part of us. We go right into the soul, right into the divine and natural wisdom that we all have. And on this show, today and other days, I hope to support and empower you to find and to discover and activate that powerful place within you. I'm so happy today because we have a special guest. We have Barbara Ford Hammond with us. Barbara is a muse, a hypnotherapist, and author. She's been running her private clinic and training school for 20 years and works with an international clientele. She's the author of The Psychic Way, Fine-Tuning Your Intuition and Past Life Tourism, Gateway to Bridging Your Past and Future. Barbara is also the publisher of 6 books and bedroom books. Both are imprints with John Hunt Publishing. Working with people from all walks of life has ensured that she is at the top of her profession. Her success comes through combining hypnosis, coaching, intuition, and the desire to share knowledge. She works in an intuitive way, recognizing that one size doesn't fit all molds. She believes that we should all revel in our own uniqueness and beat to the sound of our own drum. You know, before I introduce, bring on Barbara, I just want to talk for a moment about how I met Barbara. Barbara's from the UK. She's got that wonderful accent that I love so much. I always feel like I'm, like, you know, talking like a truck driver when I talk to people from the UK. They have such a kind of a crispy way of talking. But I met Barbara, I've actually never met her in person, but I met her through communication. I think it was in 2011 when I was ready to get my book, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, The 7 Levels of Power and Manifestation of the Virgin Mary, published. And I had published 2 previous books on psychic awareness and intuition. They had both sold very well. They were doing quite well. And this book was a little different. This book was more about my connection with Mary. And it was really about the blueprint of a spiritual path and empowerment that the Divine Feminine through Mary kind of calls us into. And it's about intuition and synchronicity and miracles and all kinds of wonderful things. And, you know, I knew at the time that getting this book published was not going to be as straightforward as publishing my other 2 books, simply because, you know, I was kind of veering out of the category that I had been known for. And, you know, Mary has not necessarily been a strong figure of spirituality, certainly not intuition and synchronicity. She wasn't known for that. She was known more as the Catholic icon saint that she was and is. And I had discovered books. I don't know. Just through, I think there was a book that I saw that I really liked, and I saw the publisher, and I thought, well, I'm going to just look at them, because I knew from the books that I had seen that they had published that they were kind of more open to areas and categories that maybe other publishers were not, you know, because unfortunately publishing these days has gotten to be so constrictive and going with the sure thing. And, you know, as anybody who's tried to get a book published knows, you know, you really kind of have to walk the path that the publisher would like you to walk, which is understandable. They're the ones publishing it. But it does kind of at times leave out very interesting things, and we don't always get to really dig into and know what's going on with others, because, you know, they don't always have an avenue to get what they're writing about and discovering published. So to make my story kind of have an end here, Six Books, which is an imprint of O Books, which is Barbara is the publisher of, very quickly, which was wonderful, accepted the book, and I got it published through them. And I just wanted to share all that because, you know, it's been very refreshing for me to work with a publisher that has been a little bit more flexible, open-minded, and kind of interested in kind of different new things. And I think that's true for most of the books, probably all the books that O Books and all of their different imprints have out there. So that's my little talk. We're going to bring Barbara on right now. Barbara, how are you doing today?
Oh, hi. Hello. I'm doing very well. How funny it is. I always think English accents sound a little stilted.
Oh, really? Because I think as soon as I hear your voice, I think, gosh, I want that voice.
I think when you speak, you almost sing your words. And I think English people just sound wooden compared to you.
You don't. You know, I'll tell you a funny story about that. I was in the UK a few years back. I had a friend who is living outside of London, and she has a healing center there. And she'd asked me to go over to do some workshops and do some readings, so I did. And it was a good turnout. It was really a lot of fun. But the funniest thing was, I was doing readings. I was doing medium readings, and it was the first time that I had ever really worked with people in the UK. I mean, I certainly have had friends. In fact, one of the very first mediums I ever met was from the UK. But what happened was, as I'm giving the readings for people and talking to their loved ones in spirit, it just made me crack up because their loved ones in spirit were kind of, I could hear them speaking in that accent. And I thought, you know, it's kind of funny. Who would think we retain our accent as we go? But, you know, yeah, I thought it was funny.
It is funny. Many years ago, I was in Los Angeles and somebody came and she said, may I please just sit near you and listen to your accent? But you're the one with the accent.
Well, I don't know. We're all kind of, well.
We all have our own, all our own drums.
That's right. Now, let's see, my dear. You are one busy, busy woman, aren't you? You have a practice, and you're also you've got a school or a training center. What is that about?
It's all within the one thing, really. I do wonder sometimes if I have a little bit ADHD and can't settle to one thing. But I have a very varied interest, and my clinical practice seemed to naturally progress into training and teaching, which really started from my own clients asking for workshop-related work, and it just sort of developed from there, really.
Now, when you say your clinical practice, what is that? What is your clinical? What was it?
I think my first title in that respect would be as a hypnotherapist.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious, I'm wondering how different, if it's different there than here, you know. And that was the other thing I noticed, a couple things when I was in the UK and kind of touring different kinds of you know, esoteric new age kind of things. It seemed to me at the time, now this may have changed, and I know, you know, I'm in North Carolina, I'm in the South, I'm in what's been traditionally the Bible Belt, which is you know, it's much more restrictive here, although it is changing. But I grew up in New England, which was much more kind of open to new things. And of course, California, I lived there for a long time, and that was also. But I noticed when I went to the UK that there seemed to be more hypnotherapy there than there is here. But again, I don't want to be biased. Other places in the country here, there's probably more. But anyway, so when you say clinical practice, were you doing it, was it always your own business, or was it like in a hospital or something like that?
I do a little bit of all of it, really. I have a private practice. I've also done out clinics, and I accept medical referrals, so I don't go directly to hospitals, but the doctors do send clients to me.
All right, we're going to continue talking about this when we come back from a break.
Okay.
You're listening to Intuit University with Sherry Dillard and my guest, Barbara Ford Hammond. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you really need to be connected 24/7 to the outside world? Do you find yourself giving up your sacred space very easily? Is your creative potential rapidly being compromised? Wouldn't you love to reclaim your sacred space and create an abundance of creative activity in your life that attracts more health, wealth, and enriched relationships? When you create a sacred space and sacred time in your daily life, you uplift your own sense of well-being at a very deep level and attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Hello, we're back. Sherry Dillard with Intuit University. My guest today is Barbara Ford Hammond from the UK. We're talking about hypnotherapy, being an author, and she's also a publisher. And we're going to try to move through some of these things so we can start to take some calls maybe. Okay, so Barbara, let me just ask you this and then we'll maybe move on. What kind of things do you work with? Why do people come to you for hypnotherapy? What kind of things do you work on?
I think therapists tend to mostly be known for sorting things out, like phobias, worries, anxieties. I also do a lot of work maybe with people who are having operations for pain control. I work with people who are very poorly, either mentally poorly or physically poorly. And then there's the more traditional people who want to stop smoking or...
Okay, so, all right.
I don't want it to sound like the panacea for all, but it's very helpful for many, many things.
Okay, so you're working with real life, day-to-day significant issues with people. How do you use your intuition then in your hypnotherapy practice?
Right. Well, I would say I believe that all good therapists automatically use their intuition to know the best course of treatment for whoever they're working with at the time. When I started my work, I had an imaginary list of all the different tools and techniques and, I could use this, I could do that, I could use this. And I realized that I stopped observing my own list in my own mind and would really just trust in the process of whatever that person presented to me, I would automatically know what to give them back. My belief is that people heal themselves. All I do is, if you like, give them the key or hold their hand through it or the method. I give them a method that they then use. And carry on?
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'm listening. I have a bad habit of interrupting people with, oh, really? Oh, that's good. I'm just kind of like, oh, okay.
I do it too. I think it's a bit of excitement. I get excited with people and want to join in.
Yeah, because it is kind of very interesting to me that you're working with, like you said, phobias, people that are in pain, operations. So because I'm an intuitive, I'm always interested in these things. So when you're working with them in the hypnotherapy session, you would kind of leave part of your awareness to receive more intuitive information about that person and kind of go with that? Okay.
Yes, exactly that.
Right. And that really has obviously served you quite well because you're teaching classes, you've written about it, and you've been doing this, it looks like you said 20 years. So
20
a long
years.
Time. Yeah. So why did you make that transition then to an author? Because you've written a couple books, both of which look incredibly fascinating. One is The Psychic Way, Fine-Tuning Your Intuition, and the other, Past Life Tourism, which is a great name, Gateway to Bridging Your Past and Future. What led you to write these books?
I think, to be really, really hand on heart honest, I thought it would be a cool thing to do. And that was at the end of the 90s. And I signed with an agent at the time, Serafina Clarke, who represented Joanne Harris, who was the very famous author of Chocolat, among other things. Mm-hmm. As it happened, I wasn't ready to write a book. The book was it was actually about hypnosis and breast enhancement. And
Oh, wow.
It was, in fact, rejected by all of the publishers.
Does that work, by the way?
Yes, it does.
You can actually enhance your breast by hypnotherapy.
Yes, you can.
like, what would you do? Like, unconsciously? Imagine.
Well, yes, like, women have the program in there to grow their breasts, but many women whose breasts, who discover their breasts, haven't grown to the size expected or imbalance.
Oh, right.
Tend to have stopped the growth, usually through being a tomboy or unwanted male attention. So there's usually reasons why breasts. I wouldn't, for example, have considered working with somebody who waddled in with like a double D cup who wanted.
Right.
It's not really like that. It's more about filling out what you
I see. So it would be more like an unconscious, subconscious decision somewhere that you're right. Okay, get it. All right, got it. Yeah, that's kind of intriguing. I'm surprised that it wasn't published.
And and so I think they were frightened. They didn't know whether it was medical or really very, very much on the weird scale of things. And they didn't quite know where to put it. And then I had these very romantic notions that I'd sit very prettily at my computer, and over a couple of days I'd bung out a book, and then I realised it wasn't really that at all. And then the idea for my first book, the Past Life, Future Life book, just came just came to me one day, and I had that accepted, that was published. And then the next one was based really about the way my work was developing at the time. I try to go with the flow of it, and we can try, can't we, and say, this is what I do, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And then life just sort of takes us on another path. And I like to go with that, be in the flow. And that was the direction my work was in at the time, was very much about working on a psychic level, teaching people how to develop their intuition, hence the book The Psychic Way.
Mm-hmm. And so when you went to get that book published, when was that book published, by the way? What year was that published?
I don't actually know now. Where are we now? 2009.
Oh, okay. Did you get it published with O Books, or was
I did? It was, and it's a funny. That's a funny thing, because it was O Books. I only pitched it to them, because John, being who he is, John Hunt, being who he is, he's I think of him as a bit of
now that please. Now I'm going to make you talk about that. What is John Hunt? How is he? Because you know I've had so little connection with him through the process, but any connection I've had with him has been very charming. And tell me more about him. He's the publisher, by the way, of O Books and all of these imprints that are being put out now all over the world. So tell us about John a little bit.
Well, I think of him as a maverick, really.
I definitely agree with that.
He's so far out of the box, the box no longer exists really with John. I think his ideal is to get books published, and he would be more inclined to publish a book that other publishers perhaps wouldn't even consider looking at because of the difference or their specialness.
Right.
Or there's just a little something about the book and about the author. And he works really very, very hard, and he decided that the books would be better if they were broken down more into genre, which is why we now have so many different imprints to address the genre, really, so that readers know where to go. If they have a subject that they're really interested, they can...
Right.
It streamlines the process, doesn't it? If they know where to go. And if authors know where to go to propose their books.
Well, that's true. And I completely agree with you that... like I said, I know John mostly through the books he's published and through some of the people I've worked with. And yeah, you know, I think the world really, really needs him now, because publishing has gotten so restrictive in so many ways. And he seems to have just be on a mission to open that door for so many people, which is really a blessing in so many ways. We're going to have to go to a break in just a minute. In fact, I think the minute is just about up. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit more about six books. And then what I would like to do, I'd like to be able to take some calls about publishing. If you've got any thoughts, ideas that you'd like to kind of know more about, give us a call. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and we're talking today to UK author, publisher of six books, intuitive, and hypnotherapist Barbara Ford Hammond. What we're going to do is I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now at 800-930-2819. If you've got a question about writing, about books, about publishing, anything along those lines, give us a call. We've got a publisher and author Well, two authors. I'm also an author, and we'd love to answer your questions. By the way, I also want to mention that Barbara is going to be, she has just a fabulous life, you know. She's got a pool in her backyard, an above-ground pool in her backyard, which I think is great. She can jump in there at any time. But even better, perhaps, she's going to be doing a retreat in Greece on September 22nd. And that's going to be a hypnotherapy retreat. Is that right?
It's I'm doing hypnosis courses there. But the actual retreat is the Write Your Book retreat. So it's for people who want to be authors and be published.
Oh, okay. And then you're going to, great, wonderful. So that's going to be a kind of a writing retreat then, too.
That is, and that's the one I'm doing with Lisa Clark, who's the author of Sassy.
If people want to get a hold of you, if they want to contact you, what would they do?
They can go to my website, which is barbaraforhammond.com.
Okay.
And they can, all the details are on there of how to contact me. They can phone me or they can fill in the contact form, email me. I don't mind. Okay. Send smoke signals. I'm very amenable to all methods.
All right. Wonderful. And it's also going to be on the Transformation Talk Radio website. And just so you will all know, you can also contact me at www.sherrydiller.com. We've got Pam from Charlotte, North Carolina, is on the line. Brian, you want to let us talk to Pam for a moment?
Sure thing. Pam, you're on the air with Sherry Dillard.
Hi, Pam. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. So
good.
Glad to connect. And I am off topic, but it's time sensitive. I just keep hearing these things about a financial collapse the end of September.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything to say about that?
Okay. Well, let me just see what I get with that real quick. Well, when you say collapse, I imagine you're probably talking kind of a global, a pretty big collapse. I'm not getting in that kind of magnitude, that kind of collapse coming up. Let me just mention for a moment, though, I would say to you personally, though, I feel for you that you're going to be going through somewhat of a financial transformative year, especially into 2013. And it's going to feel really kind of I just get you tightening up a bit going into the new year, But I just kind of want to reassure you that everything's going to be fine for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, it really is. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Pam.
Well, thank you so much. All right. Thank you.
All right. You take care. All right.
You too.
Barbara.
Hi.
Hello. All right, my dear. How did you get into publishing then? I know you wrote fabulous books and you're doing other wonderful things, but what made you kind of say, okay, I want to be a publisher?
Almost like a whim, I think. I've always had it in my head about how that would be, how lovely it would be. Imagine being able to help people get published. And then, of course, to be a publishing house,
uh-huh.
You need a lot of money. You need all sorts of things to be in motion. And I thought, well, I'm not sure I want to take such a big step. And then the wonderful John was putting it out there that he was open to ideas for new imprints, and Six Books was the first one I proposed. It came to me, and you have to propose it in much the same way as you would a book.
Oh,
you have to sort of sell the idea to him. Like, mm-hmm. who are the authors? Who are the readers? How are you going to get the authors? Where are they? What kind of books are they going to write? And then from there, I also then thought, well, let's have some of the sexy time books as well. That would be a very good genre for people who are interested in reading romantic novels, whether or not they're sexy. They're all covered in bedroom, so mm-hmm. I've proposed that one as well. So Six really is my baby. That was my first one, the paranormal parapsychology.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize that. So Six Books was kind of your idea, and you pitched it to him.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. And then bedroom books is, you said more about kind of more romantic. Is it novels?
It's novels and nonfiction. It's romance and erotica. I'm have to be honest, I'm not really interested in the full-on smutty porn side of stuff. It would have to all be in context. But if people want to write...
Now, you can be honest with us. You can tell
us. Yeah, if people want to write a very sexy, hot novel, pitch it my way.
Does it have to be like... Does it have to do have anything to do with spirituality or
not bedroom? Not
psychic, no. So it's just pure hot fiction, right?
It's fiction and nonfiction around
nonfiction too. Okay,
erotica, sexuality, sensuality.
Now, see, I'm going to be picking you. I'm going to kind of like. I find this very interesting, Barbara. You realize that you've got 6 books, which is more of a spiritual book, spiritual, paranormal.
Yeah.
And then you've got bedroom books, which is the more sexual, romantic, sensual side of things.
Yeah.
That's interesting, you know?
Yeah.
And you're the publisher of both.
Yeah.
Do you know that, Freud, no, I'm sorry. It wasn't Freud. It was who am I talking about here? Anyway, I've got a brain block right now. But spirituality and sexuality, and I'm sure you've probably found this in your work in hypnotherapy too. They tend to be very kind of closely aligned, wouldn't you say?
It's
energy. You know, it's kind of just the way we experience energy.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. And I know that a lot of times when I work with people, you know, they come to me because I'm a spiritual therapist, and you'd be surprised how much we talk about sexuality and sensuality. It's kind of funny, you know?
I'm thinking of Carl Jung here.
That's who I'm thinking about, because, you know, that's what Carl Jung said. Carl Jung said that people that came to him and would have a sexual issue, it was really a spiritual issue, and people that had a spiritual issue, it ended up being a sexual issue, which, yes. So it's just funny that you're kind of, you know, you're branching out and doing both.
Yes, I'm both ends of the scale, aren't I? I'm sort of floating around the middle.
Is bedroom books relatively new? Is that the imprint?
Yes, very new, very.
Have you gotten your first books out yet?
We've got, I've acquired a couple that have shimmied over, but we have books in the process.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm looking
forward. Yes, it's all very new, very exciting. So I'm looking for authors.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about that in a moment. I just want to, again, give out the toll-free number if anybody wants to give me a call. We're talking to Barbara Ford Hammond, publisher of 6 books, paranormals, intuitions, psychic things, bedroom books, more romantic, nonfiction and fiction. The toll-free number here. And of course, if you do have a question for me that you'd like me to look into, kind of like Pam just did, I'm open to that too. The number is 800-930-2819. Feel free to give us a call. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break, and I just wanted to ask you again, Barbara. I know I'm going to try to focus a little bit on the writing right now a little bit. I know you're teaching a writing workshop soon in Greece, and you've probably done a few of them, I imagine, over time. What's important for people to know about writing, about getting a book published? Let's say that somebody out there has written a romantic novel or nonfiction, or they're wanting to write it, or they're wanting to write a book about intuition. What advice would you have for them?
I think the first thing I would suggest is that they get into the space in their own head of being an author. And I meet and hear from people all the time who've said, oh, I want to be an author, or I haven't got the time, I want to be an author, or I can't do it, or I don't think I can do it. Just do it. It's the first bit of advice is write. You might want to write a journal, you might want to do your morning pages, but just do the writing. Mm-hmm. And I think from there, it will become very clear whether being published is your goal. And if you're seeking a publisher, there's one path. And if you want to just publish it yourself, there's another path. How much time do we have?
We're going to be running out of time in a moment, but
Oh, I can't hear you.
In finding a publisher, and what would be kind of, you know, the reasons for each? What I imagine sometimes it might be preferable to self-publish. Sometimes it might be better to find a publisher. I know self-publishing has gotten a lot more popular because, you know, there's the avenues for publishing now have certainly kind of gotten a little bit restrictive, and self-publishing has really taken off for a lot of people, especially with now with ebooks and Kindle and all of that. So we'll talk more about that when we come back. This is Intuit University with Sherry Dillard. Again, the toll-free number to give us a call is 800-930-2819. If you've got a question, feel free to call in. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about publishing, writing, and we'll see what else comes up.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
Transform your life.
Hello, you're back with Sherry Dillard, Intuit University, and my guest today is Barbara Ford Hammond. She is an author, a hypnotherapist, and a publisher of 6 books and bedroom books. And we're talking about writing. During the break, Barbara and I were talking about how, demystifying a little bit publishing and writing. So many times in readings and sessions with people, I talk about, it becomes so clear that what a person really needs to kind of activate their spirit to kind of really engage in life is some creative process. A lot of times I really feel someone has incredible talent and possibilities for being a writer in writing. And again, that might not always mean a book. It might not mean a published book. It might mean a self-published book or poetry or journaling or whatever it may be. But when I say that to people, a lot of times they'll, there's this standard out there, and it's kind of a critical world, and it's a critical way to present yourself in the world, to put yourself out there through writing. It can feel very vulnerable and sensitive. And Barbara was telling me that she has a workshops coming up in the UK about writing. And Barbara, could you speak a little bit more about what you were saying about how you work with writers to kind of get their energy, their muse kind of circulating for them?
Yeah, my belief really is, and one of the things I think that encouraged me to consider being a publisher as well as an author, was that if people have information or knowledge, if they can tell a story, if they can entertain, if they have things to share, then they should. Mm-hmm. And if it seems scary, it sounds awfully harsh, but we have to just get over ourselves and go through that so that we can share to make it good for all of us. If we're all part of the same big team, and if we can share our information, if we can entertain, that has to be good. And if sometimes people are frightened that they're going to be laughed at, or somebody will say, oh, you can't actually write, you still have to just work through that by doing the work, do the writing. If you think you need help, get some coaching or get some guidance or take a class. Mm-hmm. Do whatever. If that's your goal and your drive, do it. Like, how awful it would be to be on the deathbed and thinking, oh, I really wish I'd written that book. I had so much more I wanted to share. That's just sad and very tragic. And I meet so many people in that stage of life who really wish they'd written their book. So please, write your book. Do it.
You know, that's very British of you, Barbara. You know that?
Stroppy.
It's very British of you to say, then get over it.
If you need to get over it.
No, I think I like it. I'm saying that in a positive, a good way. I think that, yeah. So often we
hide behind excuses. I think
happen. We indulge in our own fears sometimes too. Well, I would feel this way if I did it. What if people didn't like it? And that's kind of the thing I hear a lot is, I taught a class. I was an artist. I began my career as an artist many years ago. And I taught a class once about putting your art out there, the business of art, kind of, because I was having to sell a lot because I basically needed money, and that was my profession. So I got kind of good at knowing how to sell art. And so I taught a class about it. And this is a true story, is the class was probably evenly male and female. And the question the men all asked or wanted to know was, okay, where can I get the most money for my art? Where can I go? That was kind of it. Very cut, clear, dry. Just, tell me where to go and I will sell my art. That's what I want to know. Women's questions were more, is it good? Is anybody going to like it? It was more self-esteem in some ways. It seemed to be more about needing more assurance as opposed to the men. A lot of the men didn't even really, kind of feel like, well, I know it's good. I did it, you know, so it's good. Women, and I find that a lot with my clients. I mean, not that all men are like that or all women are like that, but it seems to at times be more of a feminine and male thing that even with writing, I find that we sometimes, women need more assurance and need more someone outside of ourselves to say, you know, well, that is good. I like that. That's worth something. And I like your attitude of just, you know, kind of get over it. Just go ahead and do it, you know. Because I think what that will eventually does is it helps us to become our own sense of what's right for us. Not, and that's an intuitive thing, you know, because that's based on our own feeling. That's based on our own sense of this feels right for me. I know when I was writing the first book I wrote, Discover Your Psychic Type, I had always thought and always kind of knew I would write a book. And then I got to a certain age and I realized, you know what, time is ticking away here. And you've got to get going if you're going to write a book. So I went ahead and I started to write it, not really knowing what I was going to write about. But I found the only way I could write what, and it's still true for me, is to listen to myself. You know, I couldn't really go outside of myself. And that's one of the beautiful things about writing, is it really does pull you inside of yourself. I think if you write based on what others are going to think or what others are going to feel, or some kind of something outside of yourself, like a teacher who may or may not have liked your writing, and then I think writing is very hard. You know, I think the only way to write in some ways is through that intuitive process of self, of listening within, you know. So we had talked a moment about publishing and self-publishing or going through a publisher. What are your thoughts on that, Barbara?
Well, I think people have absolutely the choice and they can decide for themselves. Self-publishing does not have the connotations it used to be when it was labelled vanity. People can choose. If people are very good at getting their own brand known and they've got an understanding of the market and who their reader is, mm-hmm. why not self-publish? Get your work out there. Get it out there. If they're more inclined to work in inverted commas, the more traditional way, consider a publisher, but seek out the correct publisher, the right publisher for you.
Right.
And don't just blast hundreds of publishers with your work. Be selective. Choose who you want to be published by, and then he said, stalk them. but in a way, find out what you need to do and do it. And I always say, if they ask for 3 chapters and a synopsis, do it. If they ask for just a covering letter first, do that. Uh-huh. Just do what the publisher asks for.
For the book proposal, right?
Yeah, for the proposal. Yeah. Be very clear on what you want, who your reader is, and also while you're doing all that, develop your own brand so that you are known.
Yeah, that's really important, isn't it?
If you say, I want to hide under my rock, but I want to write a book, that's just not going to work.
No, it's really not going to work. You got to You know, Barbara, it's been really nice talking to you. You know, that's like a whole another topic we can also talk about at some point too, would be branding, because that's really important, especially I think you know, these days when an author has to do a lot of their own publicity.
Yes, and with everybody who's self-employed, branding is,
yeah, right, is exactly, even just
for people who want success and
right.
just a good living and a good business and to earn some money,
right. Okay, Barbara, you're off to Greece. You're off to your pool in your backyard to swim.
Yes. Away.
It's been great having you here again, Barbara Ford Hammond. Check her out. Look at her website. This is Sherry Dillard, and I'll be back next week. Next week, I will be taking calls most of the hour. I'm going to be on alone taking calls, talking about the book that actually I did get published through 6 books, which is The Miracle Workers Handbook. We're going to talk a little bit about that. In between calls, www.sherrydillard.com. Feel free to give me an email. Let me know what's up with you. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much, Barbara, for joining us today, and best wishes and good luck with all of your exciting things that you're up to.
Thank you very much for having me. It's just been lovely. Thank you.
Lovely, lovely.
Yes. And I'd like to come again.
Please do. We'd love to have you. We'll talk more about bedroom books, too. That's exciting.
Thank you. Oh, lovely.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts. Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.